Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Back to your phone calls in a moment. We've been talking about the panic meter in Detroit right now as it pertains to our Tigers. You know, it's interesting. I'm sure everybody wants to know what my panic meter score is, your panic meter, Kang, Feff. Everybody wants to know what everybody's panic meter is. I'm at a 2.5. Gator, you're at a 4.0. Kang's at a pie, 3.14. The average listener, though, I just did the math. What we've taken in so far,
yeah.
7.35 is where they are with the Tigers right now, 248-539-9797.
I feel like that number gets cut more than in half if they win today. Like if there's no setbacks to Skubal. Skubal is out there and pitches, you know, 7 shutout innings. The Tigers win it 6-0. And I think if that average goes from 7 to 2.
So, look, this story's percolating here a little bit as it pertains to our Detroit Lions. And I want to credit Justin Rogers, who is the Lions insider that I first saw this. If others have it, I apologize. I texted Birchie about it because Birchie does the podcast with Rogers. And that it's Aleem McNeil is actually ahead of schedule. And Birchie said Dan Campbell mentioned the way he's been progressing. They could get him back a little sooner than expected. Brad Holmes said in August, quote, having Aleem on his way back, that has potential to be a little bit earlier than expected because he's doing great right now. He is eligible to come off the injured list in week 5.
Yeah, they have to miss the first 4 weeks of the season.
I feel like we've been talking about Aleem McNeil around Thanksgiving. It could be sooner than that, which would be extraordinarily helpful.
It would, and yet at the same time, I don't want to rush it.
I don't either.
He's vitally important to that defensive line. I think coming back, he's got the ACL, right?
Yes.
I think coming back from the ACL injury, it just seems to me that like there may be that false sense of security, that things are going well, it feels good, but you're really not ready yet. It's just not, you know, strengthened 100% yet or whatever that they need to see that. It's a feeling that I have. It's a gut feeling.
Yeah.
You know, you hear this thing takes whatever, anywhere from, you know, 10 to 14 months to recover from. But I'm very encouraged by it. I mean, he's confident about it. That's awesome. You know, let the Lions doctors decide when the right time is to come back. And frankly, if it's any time before Thanksgiving, I think that's awesome. Every game you get is a bonus if it's before Thanksgiving.
Kang, any thoughts on the possibility of Aleem McNeil maybe back a little bit earlier than expected?
I think it's great news, obviously. I don't want to rush him as well, though. I've been hurt before with injuries with this team, especially on defense. But, yeah, that's great news. These things usually in the last 9 to 12 months, and he sounds like he's going to come back on the closer to the nine-month side. Like I said, take your time. Right now we have Williams and Reeder, knock on wood. They're still there. You know, Lopez in the rotation as well. But, yeah, huge lift for this team. And really it affects possibly Aiden Hutchinson and him getting to quarterback more, because when you have another guy you have to worry about on that line, it doesn't have to be the exact guy who's the exact opposite of Hutch. Anyone on that line that commands a double team and leaves someone one-on-one, where Campbell mentions all the time, you've got to win a one-on-one matchup. Whether you double Hutch or you double McNeil, somebody beat their man 1-on-1. So that's huge for the defense right there.
All right, let's get back to your open line calls, 248-539-9797. Al, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Al.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Great, Al.
Hey, I was wondering, you're going to think I'm crazy. Do you think it's possible Brad Holmes doesn't want to get us another edge rusher to help Hutchinson because he's tried to, Hutchinson's in negotiations to sign a new contract, and if his numbers are really good, that costs Brad Holmes more money. Am I crazy or not?
Do you really think that's the case?
I don't know, because I can't understand why Brad would not get us a freaking edge rusher. What's his problem?
Do you really think that's the case?
I don't know.
He would sacrifice the betterment of the team because he better not be too good because we're going to have to pay him too much?
Right. What other reason would there be? And you know how cheap Brad is.
Is he cheap? He's cheap?
And handing out contracts left and
right. Tell me something that's cheap about him.
Well, he doesn't sign any other players, just our own.
He signed DJ Reed, the top corner on the market.
Oh, come on. He's still cheap. You guys know he's cheap. He's the
not only you're crazy, you're rude, Al. We know he's cheap. I'm not accepting that from you, Al.
Oh, come on.
I don't know how you think he's cheap. When he sets the market at the time with a Penei Sewell contract, he gives Jared Goff a monster contract. Gives Amon. Yeah, exactly. And
if he's cheap, he wouldn't re-sign him. He'd just franchise him.
Just re-signed Jameson Williams to an extension that actually is Lion team-friendly, and they're trying to work an extension for Hutch. But you think they're not going to get the edge rusher because it might make Hutch look too good. That's ludicrous.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Good day, sir.
I mean, what? It's cheap. There's a cap, by the way. There is a cap in place. And he says he's keeping some cap space because he wants flexibility. You know, Dexter Lawrence is growing increasingly mad with the Giants. What if that's what he wants? What if they do get accessibility to Trey Hendrickson? If Cincinnati starts to take on water without Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
He says he wants flexibility. I believe him. Cheap. He's handing out massive contracts.
Look.
The guy's in-house, if that's what you think.
Bring the temperature down a little bit, and let's say this. If your reasoning and think that he is cheap is because they didn't go out and bring back Za'Darius Smith, or they didn't get involved with Jadeveon Clowney. Okay, fair enough, that's your view. I disagree with it. I do think that they've kept cap space open so that they can have plenty of flexibility going into the trade deadline because right now they really do like their roster. You may not like the roster because they didn't get the high-end guy that probably wasn't available except for Micah Parsons, and had they gone after Micah Parsons – well, I mean, then you're making your decision. You want Micah Parsons or you want Aiden Hutchinson? Because you can't have them both.
You can't have them both.
Term.
Let me just say this. Brad Holmes' motivation is to win a Super Bowl. Brad Holmes is trying to win a Super Bowl with the Detroit Lions. He's doing it differently than certainly Al wants and some people in our audience. He definitely thinks he can build this young core, put pieces around him, and that this group is going to be good enough to eventually win a Super Bowl, bring a Super Bowl to Detroit. Any other motivation, the idea that he doesn't want to put the best team on the field because he wants to get a deal on one of his players, is absurd.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.